Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
All right, welcome to Noise Filter. This is Dr. Mark Allen Derry. Doc Griggs is not able to be with us today, so let's go ahead and get started.
Hi, everyone. My name is Celeste, and I'm one of the writers here at Noise Filter. Today, I'll be sharing information with you about the mixed messaging of vaccine priority of teachers. So, with the constant evolving of vaccine prioritization, teachers' eligibility continues to be a question. New CDC guidelines support the reopening of schools, as studies indicate that transmission is not heightened by in-person schooling. In fact, as long as social distancing and mask wearing are enforced, transmission remains unaffected. As vaccination distribution continues upon the reopening of schools, concern for whether teachers' eligibility for the vaccine has surfaced. As a college student myself, and as the daughter of a professor, the developing topic of teachers and vaccine priority has been present in many of my conversations lately. Stated that vaccinations for teachers are not a, quote, prerequisite, end quote, for opening schools. As the studies conducted support that schools can open safely regardless of transmission levels of the region, the CDC has not yet indicated that teachers need to be vaccinated to return to school. However, the Biden administration, among others, has released mixed messaging on whether or not teachers should move up the line to be vaccinated. Both statements of support for teachers to begin being vaccinated and statements more along the lines of that of the CDC have surfaced from the administration. Ultimately, the amended statement has come to be that they can't yet require states to prioritize vaccinating teachers. So which one is it? Here in New Orleans, teachers have been approved to receive the vaccination. Phase 1A includes healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff. Phase 1B includes people 65 or older, law enforcement, teachers, and people between the ages of 55 and 64 that have pre-existing health conditions. While teachers have moved up the priority list here, this is not the consistent rule across all regions of the country. In other parts, teachers are not yet eligible for vaccinations, even though their school may be reopening. The lack of cohesion across the nation of who can get a vaccine and when continues to be a limitation of more effective vaccine rollout. The good news is that there is a way to safely go back to school in person if the rules of COVID safety are enforced. The risk for teachers and students comes with the lack of rules being followed, such as social distancing and mask wearing at all times. For teachers like my mom, they eagerly await to get in line for the vaccine as well as return to in-person teaching safely.
Ecuador clinic injected people with fake COVID-19 vaccine. Ay, ay, ay. Come on. Okay, as more and more people seek out the COVID-19 vaccine, unfortunately, some people see it as an opportunity to take advantage of others. Grr. An alternative medicine center in Ecuador was shut down by police for injecting thousands of people with a fake COVID-19 vaccine. Oh my goodness. According to Time Magazine, the center was giving out shots of an unknown substance for $15 and telling people that they would become immune to the COVID-19 after three doses. So that would be $45. Great. There you go. After interviewing witnesses and people who had visited the center, police authorities believe the center had given up 70,000 1,000 doses of the shot. In interviews with local media, the center's owner admitted it was not giving out vaccines, but vitamins and serums to boost the patient's immunity and other treatments to cure the disease. She also claimed to have treated approximately 20,000 people with coronavirus at her center. Yeah, right. As the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has begun globally in the past month or so, vaccine-related scams have been reported in several countries. In the U.S., the FBI has warned of several emerging scams as late as last year, including offers to buy priority access to the vaccine or phone calls soliciting personal information to arrange a vaccine appointment. In fact, in the U.K., the National Health Service said in January that people are receiving fraudulent emails and text messages pretending to be from the NHS that demand people's banking information before a vaccine can be given. God bless these scammers. What is wrong with these people? Why do you take advantage of folks? Please be mindful of potential scams surrounding the vaccine. If you're being offered a vaccine, but you have to give up sensitive information first, this is likely a scam. And I have to say, please, please, please don't do it. Recognize that you're being scammed. And for you scammers that are doing this, shame on you. Please crawl back under the rock from which you emerged. You're not worthy of engaging in decent society. And it's folks like you that make jobs like ours so much more difficult. Please go away. The New York Times has an article centered around stopping myths about the vaccine and its relation to women, written by doctors from the Yale School of Medicine. Before we begin, we want to acknowledge that the huge toll of women have had to endure this past year in terms of career and home life. In addition, now some women are forced to be scared to take the vaccine because of rumors. That's right, rumors. Insidious, terrible, horrible misinformation and rumors on the potential issues with fertility and nursing children. That does not exist. There is no data on this. Those are, even reading this story makes me cringe because that just doesn't even exist. But okay, now early clinical trials did not include nursing moms or women that were pregnant, so we understand the hesitation, but many social media platforms have spread misinformation that the vaccine causes infertility. It doesn't, because antibodies target both the coronavirus as well as a placental protein called syncytium 1. That's wrong. It does not. There's no notable similarity between the two proteins. The vaccine is designed specifically for the coronavirus spike. There is no there. So doctors tested women who've had COVID-19, found no interaction between the antibodies from COVID and this protein that is on the placenta. There's also no evidence to suggest that recovered women have lost their fertility abilities, and many women have conceived children after having COVID and being vaccinated. So there. All right, that's real information. But my goodness, does this misinformation spread so much faster? Okay, what about breastfeeding? So with regards to breastfeeding, according to these doctors, women who get immunized both help the mother and the baby. So there's an advantage there. If a woman gets immunized, the idea is that the antibodies from the vaccine would pass to the baby through breast milk. If this happened, though unlikely, it would not be dangerous for the baby. The risks and benefits need to be assessed when deciding to get the vaccine. If a pregnant woman is unlikely to be exposed to coronavirus, then it seems practical to wait until after the delivery of the baby or until more at-risk people get immunized and we have more data. But in closing, other vaccines have been administered to pregnant women safely, and animal studies do not suggest that COVID vaccine would be any different. We also do know that pregnant women are at higher risk of contracting COVID-19, which poses potential threats to the health of the mother. So please don't underestimate the risk of COVID-19, and don't overestimate the risk of vaccines. Just as a reminder, that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.